Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you. David is out of the office today, so I'm his associate.
Yes.
And I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, they're not just second thoughts. I mean, it isn't what I expected at all, and nothing has gone anything like David said it was going to go. And this morning I had a conversation where I was told by Google that I have to give the names, addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers of all my employees. And I never agreed to that, and I'm not doing that.
Oh, no. I saw your text message, and I asked the Google Guaranteed Department, oh, is there a workaround for this? Does he have to disclose it? And they said, absolutely not. All Google is wanting to know in that application is who's responsible for the business. So if you're the sole owner, you just put down
that,
your information.
I asked that question specifically, and I was told, nope, I'm sorry. Anybody who's going to talk to a customer, we need to do a background check on. And just at some lady from Google that called me, okay, at every turn, nothing is as David said it was going to be. I mean, I would love to have this Google guarantee, but the amount of frustration and aggravation I've had so far, it's not worth it. I'll find another way to get customers.
Well, I want you to hear me out for a second, if I may. Is that Google doesn't call the general public. If you call Google, all you can do is get Google pay-per-click ads, right?
So if some lady called
you and said that she was from Google, chances are it was some other company that was misrepresenting themselves saying that they were Google, right?
I don't. Look, I'm actually not in my office right now.
You're going to need,
that's the other thing. You know, I get random calls and it's like, you know, maybe I shouldn't answer the phone, but I can't answer the phone because when a customer calls me, I answer it. Okay.
Yes.
But right now I'm not in a position, but I'll be happy to give you the phone number that this person called from. And it was a Google number. It came out of California. Okay.
Give me the number and I'll research it for you, but you can't do that now, right? I have to call you back later or do you have it?
Yes. No, I don't have it now. I'm walking down my driveway with my dog.
Okay. That's what I thought you were saying. Okay. No, I get it. Okay. So what time would be better? Are you thinking the end of the day or a couple of hours?
A couple of hours. Okay.
I'll text you my direct line too. So if you have a quick minute, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up in two hours. But again,
everything about this has been completely the opposite. This is crazy. This lady knew that I clicked on your site. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This lady knew that I clicked on your site, started the application and did not finish it. Okay.
That's really strange.
So it wasn't just somebody fishing. Okay, this was either from your company or from Google. Okay,
so
there is no doubt in my mind.
Our dashboard is integrated with Google, but Google is not integrated with our dashboard, so they wouldn't know if somebody clicked on it. But either way, we'll figure it out when I call you in 2 hours, and I just sent you my direct line. So like I said, if you get, you know, a quick minute, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up in a couple hours.
That's fine. When I get done with what I'm doing, I'll call you.
What kind of dog do you have? I always walk my dogs, too, on my break time, so.
An Australian Shepherd.
Oh, those are the best.
I got another call I got to take.
You got it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.